Moncrief on News Talk.
The woman to my left, Barbara Scully, had many of her formative experiences on the 46A, and Declan is here too.
Yeah, and I never take public transport.
Yeah, to solve all your problems. Also, I forgot to say that Bagatelle will be playing the Town Hall Theatre in Galway on January 22nd, plus Brogan's in Trim on January the 24th. It is time for So You Think You're an Adult. I've been married to my husband for 6 years and it's been really great. He makes me laugh and he's my best friend. Right now, at the start, there was a bit of an issue in the bedroom. The sex was and still is great. He's a very considerate lover. It's just that when he comes to completion, he's a bit noisy. And this has been happening since the first night we were together. Every time he yells out, "Oh, yeah, baby." That's the way it's written. As you can imagine, it's not my favourite part of the act. But because he's such a sweet guy and I love him so much, I overlooked it. I've never even mentioned it because I didn't want to put him off. But here's the problem. Recently, he said he'd like me to talk dirty to him. He's even suggested phrases I should use. Most of them you wouldn't be able to read out. But he has said he'd like to call me my big love donkey. Don't brackets. Don't worry. He doesn't have a radio at work. Actually, doesn't like you, Sean. Sorry. Sounds like a wanker to me. Anyway, yeah. Anyway, I must admit, I smiled when he mentioned the love donkey, but I went on to say I wouldn't be comfortable to do any of that. It's just not me. He became hurt and defensive and said that because he's been yelling, "Oh yeah, baby," for all the years we've been together, it's only fair that I reciprocate. But I didn't ask him to do that. I don't even like it, but I'm afraid to tell him. It's now been 3 weeks since we've had sex and I don't know what to do. How do we get back to the way things were before?
There's a big moral to the story here.
Is there?
Yeah, there is. They've been married for 6 years. Mm. And for 6 years, she's listening to him going, and I doubt if he's going as you did, "Oh, yeah, baby."
It's probably a bit quicker
than that. Yeah.
Yeah, that was dramatic effect.
That wasn't great. Yeah. But even if it's quicker, that's still awful. And she's not said anything.
Show us what it would be like, Barbara.
"Oh, yeah, baby."
Okay, yeah.
Okay. As I said, the 46A.
That's terrible. I love the 46A.
Yeah, I know.
I'm sorry that it's going.
Upstairs or downstairs?
Oh, well, I don't go upstairs anymore, but it's upstairs.
No, it tells you a lot about whether you're an upstairs or a downstairs.
When I used to be on the 46A, I couldn't stand up straight because the ceilings were lower on the downstairs.
Yeah.
They were.
Yeah.
I'm delighted now I can stand up straight. I could have played basketball. I could still play basketball. But anyway, okay, so the moral of the story is, if there's something going on that you don't like, in the bedroom or otherwise, if you're going to stay quiet for 6 years, it's very hard now to have sympathy, you know, for her problem, which is that the husband now, well, she's two problems. Number one, she's not getting any sex because he's gone on strike.
Right.
And number two, he's now up the ante and wants her to talk dirty to him. Now, she did say that there were phrases he's given her which we couldn't repeat on air, so we don't know what they are. But the fact that one of the ones is he wants her to start calling him a big love donkey. Like, I haven't lived a very wild life, you know, despite my experiences on the 46A. But even I know calling anybody a big love donkey, that's not talking dirty. That's really weird.
Yeah.
And
well, it's slightly agricultural. Maybe he's from the country.
Well, I spend a lot of my time in the summer in the country, and I spend a lot of time hanging out with donkeys, like real proper donkeys.
Yes, okay.
And I think calling anybody a love donkey is actually offensive to donkeys. So I think that that's, you know, absolutely not on. But the situation, as I say, that she's now in, she's getting no sex. Mm. So, you know, I think that she has to, what do we always say? She has to have a conversation and tell him, "Listen, love, I never really liked the 'oh yeah, baby.' I didn't really find that a turn on, and I'm definitely not going down the road now of calling you a big love donkey."
Will crush him. She and probably the neighbours have been listening to him screaming this out for the last 6 years.
Yeah, she's going to make an ass out of her big love donkey.
Oh, boom, boom.
Yeah, okay. This is one of those ones where it seems to me initially that, you know, these situations are about compromise and about give and take. But in this instance, this guy seems to have decided that what he's doing is a compromise for her in advance, which is kind of, you know what I mean? So he's kind of, I was doing the, oh yeah, baby, for you.
Oh, okay. I see what you mean.
She was putting up with it because it was just part of his weird ways.
But, you know, in fairness, I can, for a change, see his point. Like, if she wasn't saying that, and he obviously thought, she likes this.
Yeah.
Do you know?
Yeah.
That's what scientists call confusing causation with correlation.
he's going all academic, and it's like...
enjoy him saying that was probably nothing to do with the fact that he was saying that at that particular moment. It might have been down to something else. But from the reality of it is that it's when she's in the act, and if it's kind of like sex is messy and it's very complicated and there's lots of nuances to it, and people thinking that somebody likes one particular thing might be acting.
I don't think it's very complicated, in fairness.
No, there's a bit going on in your head as well as in your body, and I think in that, yeah, it is. It's a lot more complicated.
Do you think sex is complicated?
Well, I mean, your man's obviously fantasizing about
exactly what he thinks is going on is not what she thinks is going on. It's not just about the mechanics of it. People have kind of like, you know, an interior monologue. Unless maybe you're not that deep, Barbara. So
no.
Maybe I'm very profound.
You're overthinking it.
Yeah, yeah. You know.
So what should she do?
It's the problem she has is that she has let a situation evolve now where she's going to, she either has to push back against the situation that's been happening for 6 years, or she has to just suck it up and just let it happen.
But if she pushes back, it'll be longer than 3 weeks before they next have sex.
Yeah, it's kind of like, if his idea of dirty talk is saying, like, you're my big love dog, I don't think she's nothing to worry about. I don't think she's going to need to go to confession.
Why don't the two of them sit down? Like, she's going to have to confront this. That's the base of the problem is she never did.
Yes.
So she's going to have to say, look, I'm not comfortable calling you a big love donkey. That doesn't turn me on. It doesn't do anything for me. But if the two of them sit down and have a conversation, say, okay, if we inject a little bit of dirty talk into it, which is quite normal, let's come up with phrases that work for both of us.
As in, like, a script writer going, I would never say that. Like, give me something, give me lines that I'd actually
say. So
they
could workshop it.
They should workshop it, and see what works.
Okay, that's the best we can do.
Yeah. Workshop.
Hi, guys, you may judge me for this. I am a feminist, but I like a strong man too. Good physique, good job. A guy who knows where he's going in life. A guy who is my equal. And 6 weeks ago, I thought I met him. He ticks all the boxes in terms of looks and profession and personality. But I'm not the kind of girl who just jumps into bed with anyone. So I took it slowly, and he respected that. Eventually, the big night came, and we went back to his gorgeous apartment on the docks. Gorgeous. And things were going very well until we went into his bedroom. There, on the bed, was his flea-bitten teddy bear. He explained that he's had it since he was a baby. It was given to him by his aunt, and it's a Louis Vuitton. I didn't know you could get Louis Vuitton teddies. He explained that he's had it since he was a baby. It was given to him by his aunt. So I let that pass. Soon after, things started getting passionate. But then he sat up, picked up the teddy bear, and started speaking to it. He said, "Mommy and Daddy are going to have some private time now." All in this sickening baby voice. He put the toy in a cupboard and then expected me to continue. I pretended I'd food poisoning and left shortly afterwards. To be honest, I really did nearly throw up. I dragged out my illness for the past week, and I really don't know what to do. Any advice?
So, like, here, this obviously she didn't have an illness, but I'm going to prescribe her with a heavy case of the ick, that she's been in this situation where, she was just overcome with immediate revulsion for somebody who she had moments ago kind of thought she had an attraction. And it happens quite easily, because I think what happens with a lot of people is that they put themselves under a kind of a pressure. And you could see from the beginning of this letter how this person's kind of put all of her eggs into this one basket. It isn't just, I met this nice guy and I'm kind of thinking about, you know, he's kind of hot. She's going, this guy is my equal and, you know, this could be the guy and I'm looking for this, that and the other, and he's ticking all the boxes. There must be something wrong with it. So, with him. So I think what she's done here is she's psychologically set herself up to find the thing that annoys her. And therefore she was just waiting for something to rear its ugly head, or in this case, its little baby voice. And I think when it did, she had potentially a disproportionate reaction to something, because in the end, he probably didn't speak in a baby voice, and he probably doesn't have a flea-bitten teddy bear. He might have a teddy bear that he just thought, maybe that doesn't belong in the bed right now, so I'm going to put it somewhere else.
Mm.
And he kind of maybe made a joke, and she's going, overreacting to it because she's just looking for something that she doesn't find attractive.
I'm thinking, do you have a bear?
I'm thinking you're my bear.
Didn't hear a no there.
No, I don't have a bear. I don't have a bear. And again, like, you're probably going to go, oh, he has a bear in his bed. He said his aunt gave him his bed and the teddy bear, and it's like, whatever. And yeah, okay, it's a Louis Vuitton teddy bear, whatever. None of that would appeal to me in any way. But what I'm saying is, if a friend of mine told me that they'd met somebody really hot and blah, 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 and then the only thing that they found wrong with them was that they had a teddy bear from Louis Vuitton, I would say, that's a suck it up and see scenario.
Again. But I don't think it's the bear. I think it's the way he talks to the bear. And that's what would freak me out as well. And I mean, the first thing I would say, this woman's standards are so high and so exacting.
Yeah.
And if something appears too good to be true, it usually isn't true. So obviously she met this guy. He ticks all the boxes. And but then she discovered the teddy bear. Now, My husband probably wouldn't fit into all the categories as she's described here, but I do remember when we moved in together, he produced this very battered, torn bear and placed it on the bed. And I went, no, that's going. And he had it since he was a child and he's sentimentally attached. Now, I know it lives somewhere, possibly in the attic, but it doesn't live in the bedroom. So I get the bear thing. So I'm okay with the bear thing, kind of, as long as it's not in the bed. But it's the talking in the baby voice to the bear. I have the solution, though.
Mm-hmm.
So
okay.
She said that she let on that she had food poisoning and she hasn't seen him and she's worried about all this. What she does now is that she's recovered from the food poisoning and she says, do you know, I think I picked up something from your old bear. So I think I got some kind of allergic reaction to the old bear. And maybe you could put the bear in the cupboard because I think that made me sick.
Okay, me
because if it's flea bitten and it's been around for ages, I don't care if it's Louis Vuitton or not.
He'll think she's nuts. He'll think that she's like a complete weirdo, and then that.
I mean, my first reaction is that's weird. Run a mile, but then I thought if he's doing all the other stuff for her, then maybe just get the bear out of the equation.
Barbara. So you're telling me that because a guy has a childhood past, he's a weirdo.
We all have childhood past.
Yeah, well, apparently your husband's not allowed to have one.
Sorry, I wouldn't like him talking in a I wouldn't like him talking in a baby voice to the bear.
Again, I think that was a bit of writer's license. I think what's happened here is that she's looking for something to feel the ick about, because it kind of, and the ick comes on quite quickly, and a lot of the time it's a self-preservation thing. You're going,
but why is she looking for something for the ick? She likes this guy. He ticks all her boxes.
Well, she likes his apartment on the docks.
And she likes the way he looks and all the rest of it. But yeah,
and it's all like, I think often there can be like, wait, at the beginning of a relationship, you're looking, I have to protect myself. Where's the weird stuff going to come from? Oh, there it is. It's the bear. That has to be it.
I can't believe you didn't go down the whole kind of ultra masculinity route and all kind of stuff. I thought that's where you were going.
You're the only thing. I think, look, it is that thing about teddy bears is that, okay, yeah, it is often weird for adults to have toys and all that. But I think as the guy pointed out, it was an expensive childhood.
But stick him on a shelf. What are we talking to him?
Yeah, but it's in his bedroom that he probably has never had anybody back to.
But he took it out and spoke to it in a baby voice.
Yeah.
And he's never had sex before in his bedroom.
Ever, clearly. Well, maybe he has. Maybe there's a queue of women going, look at that apartment.
Maybe that's why the...
Maybe that's and they've all
went down the dock.
Maybe they all got sick as well. Yeah.
No, I don't think that. I think people can be unreasonable about their expectations of people, and sometimes people have.
So what's your advice? Should she dump them because she's got the ick?
She has to let herself go. What was it? Why exactly did the teddy bear have such a visceral reaction that?
Because he was talking in a baby voice to it.
So if I start talking in a baby voice, would you start vomiting?
No, but I'm not going to have sex with you. So, like, that's the difference.
Well, you change your tune.
So, your advice, Barbara, is...
is get rid of the bear, but keep the guy. You know, just tell him to put it in a cupboard. Put it away. I don't want to see it. I don't like teddy bears. I'm allergic to teddy bears.
Is that not more... that's kind of what I'm saying. It's just, like, if it's the ick, it's a personal reaction. But saying to somebody... you're a bit old to have a teddy bear in your bedroom is a lot more mature.
I didn't
thing
say
to
that. I just said I don't like the bear, so get rid of it.
That's what she should say.
Some people find bears kind of spooky. Do you know?
Ooh,
they are kind of. Do you not think bears can be like...
that's a better angle, though, and I'm a bit intimidated.
Yeah, well, like, actually, that's it. If she's scared of bears.
Yeah, there you go. We've sorted it out.
She's going to be weird either way.
So, there's a first. We've actually sorted it out.
Oh, God. But then she's, you know, after together a while, and she starts searching his cupboard, and there's the teddy bear looking at her. That's...
the other thing is maybe get a dog. if she could bring a dog over who'd possibly eat the bear. Do you know? That would be a good way of getting rid of the bear.
You know, in the gay scene, that whole sentence means a whole different thing than you think.
I wouldn't know.
Okay, we won't go any further than that. Barbara and Declan, thank you very much.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.